The Flight by Pauline Hanley. It's 3:30 a.m. and the alarm has gone off. The suitcase is packed just to add the toothbrush. I get up and tiptoe to the light switch, guided only by the street light that peeps through a crack in the shutters. The house is still. Concerned about leaving, I sneak in for the kiss goodbye. Making my way down the stairs, every creak seems louder now. I hear the soft rhythm of the gentle snore coming from my mam and dad's room. They will stay here while I travel. Getting to the kitchen, I check to see that everything is in order. Phone number of the office, hotel, name of the hotel, phone number of the doctor and a neighbour in case there is an emergency. I check the curtain to see if the car has arrived. No sign yet. The sleepy dog looks up. Still in her bed, she is ushered outside. If not, there could be an added surprise for the sleepers when they awake. Check the window again, still no sign of the driver. A little wave of annoyance creep in. The flight is at 7:15, I need to be on the road soon. The final check for the passport and bank card. Then, like a dart from nowhere, the tears erupt. It's hard to leave the little sleeping girl behind. All the what-ifs running through my mind. What if I don't come home? Or what if something happens while I'm away? The panic is overtaken again by the scratching at the door. I let the little damp dog in and she throws a dirty, white-of-the-eye, distasteful glance as she returns to her bed. The car is outside now. I run up the stairs for one last hug and kiss. She barely moves. Downstairs again, I gather my belongings and get into the car to start the long drive to the airport. Suddenly, I'm tired. The driver is chatty. I want to scream, please, I want to sleep, but I respond politely. As we go around the new roundabout at the Esso station on the way out of Cashel, the wrong way, I realise the driver is chatty, perhaps because he is not fully awake. Oh, I can't sleep now. I'll have to talk to make sure he stays awake. I want to shout, take me home, I'll drive myself. But it is company policy that I can't drive after a long flight home. If I drive, how will I get my car home? So I start talking about hurling, my passion. It's quickly obvious that no one in Tipperary wants to talk about hurling from Limerick. So the conversation changes to families. I can't talk about my beautiful sleeping daughter, so I ask about his family. And he takes us all the way to the M50 junction. I can't keep awake any longer and so I doze off to sleep. As I get out at the airport, much to my frustration, the driver says, "You had a great sleep." Again, there's the urge to scream. And again, I politely hold it in, politely bid my goodbye and thanks and head into the terminal. It's brighter now. Not quite daylight, but not dark. The airport is busy with people all going on their journeys to God knows where. I check the time. It's 5:15. I need to move. Q1 is for check-in, followed by Q2 for security, then Q3 for US security, then Q4 for US immigration. I'm finally through and heading to the plane.